Paragraph 6 reads, "Most importantly, businesses today are planting massive agave fields as a way to meet demand for ethanol for hand sanitizers, and to use the plant as a source of fuel. Sales of the alcohol have sharply increased with the rise in demand for portable sterilization products due to COVID-19. The substance can also be mixed with gasoline, which can improve automobile performance in certain conditions, which lowers the environmental impact of burning fossil fuels. Low oil prices have stymied widespread growth in interest for alternative fuels, but experts maintain that developing the biofuel industry now prepares the market for when prices rise again."
So, one of the most important current uses is these businesses that are planting these huge agave fields so that they can meet the demand for ethanol. And so ethanol is a type of alcohol. And so right now, of course, with COVID-19, there's a high demand for hand sanitizers. And so this, as well as using the plant for a source of fuel, are two major demands right now. And so sales of hand sanitizers and, you know, other products that use ethanol have increased with the demand for portable sterilization products. And so sterilization is just a type of cleaning, and so hand sanitizer is obviously used to clean your hands, and the alcohol, you know, helps to clean and helps to kill any living organisms that may be on your hands or whatever surface you're cleaning. And so since there's this higher demand for it with the COVID-19 pandemic, that means agave plants are high in demand.
All right, so it's also something that can be used for fuel, as we just mentioned, but you can mix it with gasoline, not as a replacement for gasoline, but just as a supplement. This can improve automobile performance, making them more fuel efficient, which is better for the environment, and this is better than just burning pure fossil fuels. A fossil fuel is a fuel that is made from the decay of ancient organisms. So fossil fuels would be the biggest examples would be coal, oil, and natural gas. So low oil prices have stymied, or they've kind of harmed or set back widespread growth for alternative fuels. These fuel prices have gone way down, so there's less investment for alternatives. But in the long term, it could be good to do some more research in the biofuel industry, because inevitably at some point prices will rise again.